USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. Justice Department now moving to drop charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. With more, including the president's reaction, here's USA Radio's Tim Bird.
Flynn pleaded guilty on December 1, 2017, to making false statements to the FBI during an interview on January 24, 2017. The decision comes after the Justice Department found FBI documents that shows FBI investigators tried to entrap the former aide to President Trump. President Trump reacts to the news.
He was an innocent man. He was targeted by the Obama administration. And he was targeted in order to try and take down a president.
Police in Georgia have arrested two men for shooting an unarmed black man who was jogging through their neighborhood in February. Ahmed Arbery was shot and killed after being confronted by Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael, the two now facing murder and aggravated assault charges. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's veto of a measure to limit his ability to use military force against Iran will stay in place as the Senate failed to get the two-thirds majority needed to override it, the vote 49-44. The president slamming the War Powers Resolution, calling it very insulting to a president, and he called it a Democratic attempt to divide Republicans in an election year. The White House reportedly considering pushing tax day back again. The Treasury has already extended the date to file federal tax returns to July 15th, but that could now be moved to September or even December. JetBlue taking heat on social media for its flyover salute to health care heroes and first responders above New York City last evening. Most say the gesture was fine, but it was the low-flying planes that caused concern. Three JetBlue planes flew just 2,000 feet above some locations, including Midtown Manhattan. And better late than never, an Iowa man getting a postcard from his sister 33 years after it was mailed. Annie Lovell sent her brother the postcard in 1987. Paul Willis of Thornton just recently got it. Officials at the Maine Des Moines post office say they were doing a deep cleaning because of the pandemic, and the postcard apparently turned up when some furniture and equipment were being moved. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.